Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Tes. We are back, Baruch Hashem, from Eretz Yisrael as we continue this, as we start together this Masechta. Hope everybody has enjoyed the first week of Agadata, of a very different feel than Masechta Shavuos. But today we also have a unique daf that we are starting with. It's the numbers daf in Masechta Avodah Zarah, or the math daf, or the date daf, as it's called. Different ideas. One of the numbers we have discussed at length in the past, but today is the day to discuss it again. And the other numbers is unique. The other numbers are unique to Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. So let us start with Daf Ches Amabez on the last line by the two dots. And we get started. So the Gemara has just been discussing on Ches Amabez that there was a process of what occurred before the Churban HaBayis. If you go back to review the Braisa, the Gemara says, about sixth to last skinny line, Amar Lahu, that when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, so the Rabbanim sent to him and said, tell us some items that your father told you. So Amar Lahu, so he said to them, Mea Ushmonim Shoda Kadam Shenechar Vabayis, 180 years before the Churban, Pashta Malchus Arishal Yisrael. The Romans took over for 180 years before the Churban HaBayis, before they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so they ruled over the world. Pei Shana Achal Churban HaBayis, within those 180, 80 years before the Churban HaBayis, Gazru Tumal Eretz Ha'amim V'Klei Zchuchis. There was the Gzera on Eretz Ha'amim, Gzera on the Tuma of Chutz La'aretz, and Klei Zchuchis, and on glass that one has to be Tovel glass, and one has to glasses in the Kabbal Tuma, even though Daraisa, it's not in the Torah in terms of being a Kli. And then 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, that's when the Sanhedrin left Eretz Yisrael, left Yerushalayim, and went to Sidon Chanus, which was, as Rashi explains, a little place outside the Lishkas HaGazis. It was on Har HaBayis, but it was outside the place where the Sanhedrin usually sat, as the Gemara explained yesterday, because they didn't want to be in the situation where they would have to judge Dini Nefashis. There were too many Rotschim and too many people that would have had to be done, and therefore it was better, Mutav, says the Gemara, Nigli Mimakom Amakom, this is now the second to last line of the Gemara, so we won't be chayav to judge them. Which is also very unusual. You might think that if there's a lot of Rotschim, you know, you should make sure to get rid of them. But yet, no, the situation was so bad that they just had to be out of the Sanhedrin's place in order to judge them. As the Gemara says, Hamakom Goreim, if they're not in the specific place where the Sanhedrin was supposed to sit, so then they do not judge Dini Nefashis. Okay, but all of that was the Braisa. So the Gemara is going to pick up on one line of the Braisa, and that was the line about the Romans. Gemara said that the Romans ruled the world, or ruled the Jews, 180 years before the Churban HaBayis. Says the Gemara, Me'ush, but now we're at the bottom line. Me'ush Mon Vesulo, is that really true? Only 180 years, and not longer, were the years of the Roman rule? Velo v'hatani Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rebbe, said, Malchus pras b'fnei habayis shloshim v'arba shana. The Persian Empire ruled b'fnei habayis, meaning during Bayis Sheni, for 34 years. That's at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni rule. The Persians were the ones that will let Am Yisrael rebuild the base of Megiddo. So the first 34 years of the base of the Bayis Sheni, they ruled. The difficulty in Rashi here, Rashi says on the top line, Malchus pras b'fnei habayis, bizman habayis ba'odo banui la'achar shebna'o koresh. Nimshecha malchus l'shloshim arba shanim. After Koresh helped build it, so it was 34 years. The problem is that Koresh historically was not the one. Koresh originally gave the permission, but then he took back the permission. It was Daryavesh. So some suggest that Koresh might be the name of the ruler, of the position of ruler in Persia. Like we have Paro and we have Avimelech in history, you have president. So maybe Koresh was the name, and that would solve the problem with Rashi. That's how some understand Rashi. But either way, so for 34 years, the first 34 years of Bayis Sheni, the Persians ruled. After that, Malchus Yavan b'fnei Abayis me'ush bonim shana. Then Yavan, Greece, ruled it for 180 years, so 34 and then 180. And then, we know the the Hanukkah story happened after 180 years, and Yavin was taken over, and all the Misyavnim. So the story happened, and the Chashmonai took over. Malkus Chashmonai b'fnei Habayis may have a shalosh. Sorry, Mikros Kedolos and Bracious. Or Ramban on Brachos. Malchus Chashmonai b'fnei Habayis may have a shalosh. The Chashmonai, the Hasmonean dynasty, was b'fnei Habayis for 103 years. That's the next. And Malchus Beis Hurdus, and then Hurdus was really an offshoot of Beis Chashmonai, was for another May of a Shalosh. So if you do the math, you have 34 and 180 and 103. 103 altogether, it equals 420, which were the years that Bayis Sheni was standing. As we know, this parallels to the four Golios that all the Midrashim always talk about, that Bnei Yisrael were in, Golos Bavel, and that was the first, that was the 70 years, thank you, Golos Bavel and Golos Yavan. And then, I'm sorry, Golas Paras, because Persia took over, and then Golas Yavan, and then Golas Romi, right? So that was the, those were the four Golios. Where's Rome on this, on these dates? So Gemara said yesterday that the Jews teamed up with the Romans in order to beat the Persians. So the Gemara is assuming that all these years of Malchus Chashmonai and Malchus Beis Hurdus count as Roman rule. So now, before we talk about it for a second, what's the Gemara's question? If you add up the two, the Malchus Chashmonai and the Malchus Beis Hurdus, 102, 103, that's 206. So let's finish the Brisa first. The Brisa just ends off. And if you want to know what year you're in, so figure out how many years since Churban HaBayis. Then you'll figure out what year you're in. But Alma, so what do you see from this Brisa? Masan v'shishave. It was really 206 years. That Amir Meushbonave. And you said the Romans ruled for the last 180 years of before the Churban. But here, from this Brisa, you see it was 206. Because we assume they overlapped with the Jewish rule, with the Chashbonaim and Hurdus. So the Gemara answers, Ella really Esrin Vishish Shanin Kama Behem Nusaya Bahadi Yisrael. Really, what's the difference between 206 and 180? It was 26 years. Really, 206 years. The Romans ruled. But only for the first, it said like the Jews helped them out by teaming up to then overpower the Greeks. But only for the first 26 years were the Romans fair and were the Romans good partners. And then for those 26 years, it's considered Roman rule with the Jews. So really it was 206 years. But after that, the first 26 years, the next 180, v'lo ishtabdi v'hu, for the first 26 years, they weren't mishabi them, v'amtu lahachi, and that's why, lo kachashiv l'hu, they weren't included in yesterday's Brisa, when we consider the years of kishapashta malchus arisha al Yisrael, what we say in the Hanukkah story, when the Romans took over, that is excluding the first 26 years of their reign. So that's how we put together the two Brises. The first Brise that said yesterday that it was 180, those are the years that they subjugated the Jewish people. But for 26 years before that, the Jews, they were with the Jews, but they were subjugating them, so that's why that was included really in their rulership. Okay. As we know, discussed in the past, the Ramban on in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memtes, on the Pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda, he brought to the forefront this issue of the Jews ruling after Yavan and after Paras and then Yavan. So what happens? Then the Chashmonaim took over. That's wonderful. It's Chanukah. The Ramban says maybe it's not so wonderful. Says the Ramban, Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda, it's not just a bracha in Vayechi that David HaMelech will always have, and his family will always have the malchus. Ain inyano shelo yasur laolam, says the Rabban. Kikas of yolach Hashem os cheves malchus chasher takam alecha. This isn't a promise that the Jews will always have the malchus, because we know we went into galus. They don't always have the malchus. Vinehemu malchum begola. They were sent into galus. Ain lahem od melech v'sarim v'yabim rabim ain melech v'Yisrael. V'hanavi lo yavtiach es Yisrael shelo yelchu b'shevi. That's not what this pasuk is about. That they'll never go into galus. Avalin yano shelo yasur shevim miyehuda. El Echad Me Echav. The promise is, this is what we had a shiur about 2 years ago on Hanukkah, that the Malchus will never leave David's family. When the Jews have Malchus, it would always be in David's family. Ki Malchus Yisrael HaMoshel Aleihem Mimenu Yehiyeh. When the Jews have Malchus, it will be from him. Velo Yimshol Echad Me Echav Alav. No one else. That's the promise. V'chein Lo Yasser Michokik mi ben raglav. Shkol machokik bi Yisrael, that's a reference to Rebbe, and also Malchus Beisavid and Mashiach. And the Rabban continues a couple of lines later. Vakazav azer ramaz, ki Yaakov, Himlich, Shevi Yehuda lechav, vahorish li Yehuda ha-memshala Yisrael. He was morish the memshala. Vihumash armor David, ve'yivkar Sheva. Okay, Yisrael, be, mikol beisavi, liyosta melacha Yisrael. Fine, but then it says, "Aval be'esha yachal liyos liYehuda shevet malchus lo yaser mimenu shevet acher." Once Yehuda got the malchus, it never lost it. So what's he alluding to here? He's alluding to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech wasn't in violation because this promise and the iser that flows to the promise only started once David HaMelech started, once the malchus took over. Right, but v'inyan shol ha'yakei bi'avur kabavur b'davar she'ilas malchus beisa he nitav etzal kadosh baruch hu. Since the asking for a king at that time, as we know, Shmuel Hanavi screams at Klal Yisrael many different pshatim what exactly what the chait was, but because Hashem didn't want to bring the melech then, Hashem didn't want to start the eternal malchus at that point. Because it wasn't the ripe time to have malchus in Israel, and therefore he didn't want to start the real malchus. So he put Dushal in. Dushal didn't violate then. Because it just wasn't ultimately malchus. And the question is, you know, if Shal wouldn't have sinned, what would have happened? So some say there would have been a dual malchus. But either way, that's a question that we can only ask in hindsight. But Hashem knew. But Hashem had Malchus Shah. He just gave them a temporary Malchus. But then, a couple lines later, he has the connection to our Gemara. He says, first of all, that all the Malchus, Malchei Yisrael, throughout Sefer Malachim, were ruling in sin. After Yeravam, they should have gone back. Yeravam was a punishment for the first Malach of Yisrael of the 10 tribes. They should have gone back. That was just a punishment for Shlomo. But after that, they were in sin. And then he quotes the story of Chanukah. V'zeh haya onesh hachashmonaim shemalchu b'bayisheini. This was why, historically, the whole Hasmonean dynasty, the whole family, was wiped out. To the last one. Right, what does the Gemara say we had at the beginning of Baba Basra? What is a little maidservant stood up and went on a roof and says, if anybody ever says they're from Beis Hurdis, the last family alive from the Cheshbonaim, they're a liar because I'm the last one. And she jumped off the roof and killed herself. Right, that was it. After that, there was nobody left. Right, so why did that happen? So the Ramban, looking at history, saying it happened because they shouldn't have ruled. They should have won the Chanukah story, defeated the Yevanim, and then stepped aside. And they were Kahanim. They were Kahanim. They should have stepped aside, given the Malchus to others, to the Davan HaMelech, and they should have stepped aside. Ki hayu chasidei elyon, v'yamalei heinish tachva Torah mitzvot v'yisrael. You have to give them credit. V'yafal piki ne'enshu onesh gadol, ki arba b'nei chashmonai hazakin hachasidim hamolichim zeh achar zeh, im kol gvur asam aslach asam, naflu b'yaroi vehem b'charev. V'higi ha'onesh b'sof, of course, the Gemara that I just quoted. Come on, the Amar Mibes Chashmonai Kasina Avdehu Shnechru Zukul on Bavon Azeh V'Yav Avishai Bezer Hashimah and Onesh Benat Stukim. He continues. Either way, that's the Ramban in Vayechi in Parak Memtes related to our Gemara that the Chashmonaim were the ones that ruled with the Romans, but they were really the rulers and they shouldn't have taken the Malchus. Good. That's one idea that we mentioned in the past that comes up on today's daf. Next, Amar of Papa, first wide line. So now the rest of the daf is basically figuring out dates related to Churban HaBayis. As we just discussed Churban HaBayis, there's a major discussion historically fitting in the dates of that are listed here by Chazal and fitting in historically. Right, as we're going to see more on Amud Beis, it seems to be a year or two off to when the Churban actually happened, but we'll see that more on Amud Beis, but there are ways to put it together. Amar of Papa, says Rav Papa on the first wide line. Just by way of introduction, the Gemara is about to talk about how to figure out what year you are in if you don't know exactly what year you're in. So the Gemara is going to talk about asking a scribe, asking a sofer. How did the sofer used to keep dates? So Rashi explains here, the sofer kept dates based on when Yavan took over. When Yavan took over, so when did Yavan take over? So if you see the math that we just did, the last 206 years were Rome / Jews, right? 103 and 103, 206 years. And the Yavan took over 180 years before that. So 386. 386 years before Churban HaBayis, that is when scribes, sofrim, write the date. So if you see, if you go over to a sofer and he has year 390, you know it's 4 years after the Churban. That's not exactly true. Why? Because the first 6 years they didn't count. Because Rashi explains the Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara in tomorrow's daf, that Yavan really only started ruling the world 6 years into their reign. They only ruled over a certain area, Rashi quotes it. I see the Rashi in Ishaili Lasafar Kama. If you look, Mona Lamachlas Yavan, Begola in Mona Lamachlas Yavan, Bein Mona Latchilas Malchusa, Sheyoshe Shanim Mikutaos, Shalomacha Ela Be'elam. Right, it was though they were only in Elam in the first 6 years. So they started counting after that. How does this work out with Alexander the Great and what it's talking about? Again, that's a history question. How does it work out with the years? But 380 years before Churban Habayis, that's when Greece took over the world, and that's when Sofrim start counting. So when it says, if they say this is the 390th year, you know a Sofer writes that, and all Sofrim used to write towards that number, you know it's 10 years after the Churban. Because it was 380 years before, plus year 10 more years, so that's the starting point that we're going to have. So, using that model, Amar of Papa, Itoi hai Tana, if a Rav doesn't know a Tana v'lo yada, Prati kamahave, he doesn't know the Pratim. What are the Pratim? Pratim means he knows which century you're in. Generally, you know the century that you're in. You just don't know the exact years. You don't know the tens and the hundreds. You know you're in 5, 7... That's it. So you don't know the details after that. So as long as you don't, you know the klal, you know the century, but you don't know the prati. So what do? It's easy. L'shaila l'safra kamiksiv. Ask a sofer what year he's up to in the writing. V'nitzvi alayu esrin shnin. Then add on 20 years. Why? Because either you can take away 380 or add 20. It's easier to add 20 than take away 3. Forget the 3, because you know what century you're in. So you're just working with the 80. So either you could take away 80, because it's 80 years before the Churban, or add 20. So the Gemara says the easier one, just add 20, or Mishkach Leil Churban, and then you'll find your answer. You'll find your answer exactly what year you are in. Right? So if he says you're in year, 390, right? You're 390, so that's, you add 20, so you get to 10, and therefore it is 10 years with the century after the Churban. The Simonei, how do you remember this? Just to add 20, again, instead of taking away 80, forgetting the 300, because you know the century that you're in, either take away 80 or add 20. So what do you do? V'Simonei, Zeli, Esrim Shana, V'Veisecha. And Yaakov Avinu talks to Lavan, he says 20 years. Right? So that's how the Aremez, to know that you always add 20. Rashi goes through this whole math, you see on the first wide line. He says, "L'chumre kesher klomer schum cheshbono yimatzik a hogan sheminyan asofer matchil shin peishana kodem a churban 380 years before the churban is how when he writes it ketanya la'el the yavanot lu malchus l'sof lamadal the binyan abayis they started 34 years hosavalem sheishanim sheimon alahen you don't count the first 6 years because that they only ruled in Elam so you start counting they start counting 380 before churban abayis so 380 before churban abayis and you don't care about the three so you're either going to take away 80 or add 20 to get the a smaller number, right? So that's Rashi goes through the entire math. So that's if a Tana wants to ask a sofer. What about the other way? Itoi safra. Let's say a sofer forgot the date. So he's going to go to the base medrash and ask. So nishai le'latada kamachashiv. And if so, minayu esr shnin. Okay, then he'll take away 20 years, right? Just the opposite way. Umashkech le'lchumri, and he'll find the number that he is needs. V'simanech. And how do you remember which does what? Sifra b'tzira. Tana Tosva. A sofer is always taking away, butzir, less, take away the 20. And a Tana Tosva, the Tana is always adding. Tana is always adding. What does that mean in context? So Rashi explains, a sofer is butzira. When a sofer writes, sometimes he writes with male and chaser. Sometimes he takes away letters. He takes away letters because he's writing, he has the kri and the ksiv, whatever it is, he's writing less letters, even though you can pronounce it in full. So that's what it means, butzira. He's always writing less. See on the side, it says, Pirish, Minaga Kosev, Mikra, Lichtov, Bechiser, Kagon Moshe, below Vav, Lemar, below Vav, Aval Hatana, Minaga, Lichtov, Ateva, below, Male, below Chiser, right? If you're just writing, and you want to make sure people, pronounce it correctly, so you write it usually with all the extra Vavs. Even words that in the Torah, you don't write with a Vav. Aaron. Sometimes you write with a vav if you're just writing, or any other anything that's usually not with a vav. That's how you remember. The sofer always takes away. That's how he takes away the 20, and a Tana always adds the 20. Good. Before we continue with other issues related to the year of the Churban, so we have a two-liner that we've discussed at length before, but today's the day that we also have to discuss it. It comes up twice in Shas. It comes up at the end of Sanhedrin, and it comes up right here. Tana Devei Eliyahu, Sheishas Alafim Shana Havei Ha'olam. The year is supposed to, the universe, the world, is supposed to be 6,000 years long. Shnei Alafim Tohu, 2,000 years, the first 2,000 years, nothingness, Tohu. Tovavo didn't totally end by Maase Bereishis. There was still a Bechina of Tohu the first 2,000 years. Why was it Tohu? Because there was no Torah yet. That's why it's nothingness. Shnei Alafim Torah, the next 2,000 years are Torah. Shnei Alafim Yemos HaMashiach, and the final 2,000 years are Yemos HaMashiach. And Bavonaseinu, in our sins, Sherabu, that have become great, Yatsumehen Mashi Yatsumehen. Right? 2,000 years that of our sins, you know, look what's come out of them. You could say, it's 2,000 years where potentially Mashiach can come, and it hasn't come yet because of Ba'avonoseinu. So those are the 2,000 and 2,000. The question is, one of the questions that is dealt with here is, what does it mean, 2,000 Torah, and then 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach, when the first 2,000 years didn't have Torah? Fine. What about now we don't have Torah? It's only Yemos HaMashiach. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi and Sanhedrin, where this comes up, Rashi says, no, all it means is that Torah started at year 2000, but it continued afterwards. It just means that now it's also Yemos HaMashiach. That's what Rashi implicitly says here. You look at Rashi on Shnei Alafim Torah. It's about the 10th wide line. All Rashi says is, below Yemos HaMashiach. Shnei Alafim Torah without Yemos HaMashiach. Rashi's not as explicit as he is in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, he says that, Beferish, that it means that the 2000 Yemos HaMashiach element was added onto Torah, but not that it was finished. V'kufa, I'll read Rashi in Sanhedrin now. V'kufa in base, kodem ha-shlomas dalet, alafim nechra v'abayis, ulasof kufa in base, nishlamu shnei alafim Torah, v'aydi da'amar shnei alafim tohu, ka'amar shnei alafim Torah, v'lo shetichle Torah achar shnei alafim. Chas v'shalom that the 2,000 years of Torah finished. We have Torah now, but it's also Shnei Alafim. The problem, though, just according to Rashi, is that it's not parallel then. You have two years of Torah, and then really 4,000 years of Torah. And it's just added on Yemos HaMashiach. The Marsha there says that, no, if it works out, we'll see in a few lines in our Gemara that it worked out, that when did the Churban happen? The Churban happens a little bit before year 4,000. 172 years to be exact, before the year 4,000. So that's when the Churban happened. So what happened at year 4,000? Anything significant? So the Marsha says, if you think about it, it's about the time that the Mishnah was written. About the time. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, around the year 200, around, right? If we assume the Churban happened about the year 70 or 69, that's the issue that's going to come up with Amud Beis. But let's assume it's the year 70. So about 170 years after that was the Ksivas HaMishnah and the Chasimas HaMishnah. Suggest the Marsha, an element of Torah ended then. That's what it means. Shnei Alafim Torah ended because a certain type of Torah ended at year 4,000. V'nir lafarish adverb kipashton ki be'emes achash shagol Yisrael golos gemura ein bohem Torah. After we went into Golos. Why? Achar b'yisheni mikri adayin mias shnos Torah, the first 172. Ki oz ha-yador ha-tanoim, va-adayin lo nizdaldalu ha-yeshivas, ad achar shemez rebi, v'gavar ha-golos, v'rabu ha-tsaris, v'kol yimei ha-torah. And after that, it's a different stage. And this is what the Achronim pick up on. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchas Mamrim, that once the Mishnah was written, all the principles of Torah forevermore were already recorded. Everything else, the entire Gemara, is application. Every Yesod is already laid down. Says the Chazon Ish, Ava Basof Mishnah, Far Nizgala Kol Masharoy LeHizgalos, Velo Yizgala Davar Mechudash, Ela Nirmaz Hakol Be'echan Midevei HaTanoim. Everything's alluded to. V'cheinus galah ha-mishnah midar rishon shal amoraim adar acharon. V'yaleinu chelkenu rak b'mashin izkar b'divrei amoraim. V'ayah hadavar mekubal b'yadam k'dar b'mamitsiyah sham. As the Gemara says, b'mamitsiyah, Ravina v'ravashi sofo ra. It talks about it elsewhere also. V'yomar b'avodazara, he quotes our Gemara, shnei alafim Torah v'ramzu ala tanayim shekal ha-alafim. That's what it's quoted in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halach Al. The Torah Tmimah says the same exact idea without quoting the Marsha in Brachos on in Perek Yud Beis Osei. That is a deeper idea behind the Shnei Alafim Torah. This is also related to the idea of whether the Ksivas HaMishnah represented a major stage of the Mesorah, such that any later person cannot argue on the Tanaim. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus of most Achronim, that's what the Chazon Ish assumes, based on his Gemara, that one is not allowed to argue on the Tanaim. Whenever the Gemara says, how can an Amora say this? Didn't so-and-so, this Tana say this, and this Tana say this? If he doesn't have a Tana on his side, then he can't say it. Because he's not allowed to argue on the Mishnah. The one that says otherwise, which we mentioned in the past, is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in Reb Elchanan in the Kovet Shir in Bava Basra, Tafer Yishlam and Gimel. He says that theoretically he thinks that an Amora can argue on a Tana, he just wouldn't argue on a Tana. Because he would know that if the Tana says something, he probably wouldn't argue. The Chazon Ish says, why is that? Because he knows that the Tana has more MS to him, therefore he wouldn't, and therefore he couldn't. But the lawyer of Chaim says is that really he can, but they just were makabel on themselves not to. This is based on the Kesef Mishnah, right there at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim also, where the Kesef Mishnah's lashon is, Shemiyom chasimas ha-mishnah, kibu v'kiblu, shedoros ha-achronim lo yachlaku al rishonim. The doros accepted not to argue, but not that they would, that they wouldn't, but not that they couldn't. The Chazanish says they wouldn't because they couldn't, because they knew they didn't have the RMS that the Tanam have. Either way, that relates to these three stages, like that Marsha in the Torah Tamima of Shnei Alafim Torah. Okay, there's more there, but let us now continue. So the Gemara tries to figure out now what exactly happened in year 2000. Right now we're in year 5770, the last month of 5770, almost in 5771. Abolei Lotova, but what exactly happened in year 2000? That's what year started Torah. We just spoke about what happened in the year 4000. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. What happened in the year 2000. So the Gemara tries to figure it out. Says the Gemara, Shnei Alafim Torah Me'emas. What is it calculated from? Inema mi Matan Torah. If you try to figure out from Matan Torah Hashta, figure out from when Matan Torah happened, that doesn't work. Leka Kulehai. We're going with, again, Rashi's Girsa of this Gemara. Other Rishonim have different Girsas, we're just going to go with our Girsa. Leka Kulehai, the math doesn't work. Why? Dimchimcha'ainis behu Shrei Alfe. If you do 2,000 years, it goes too far. What does that mean? We know Matan Torah happened in year 2448. 2448 was Matan Torah. So the Gemara is saying that if you count 2,000 years from Matan Torah, it's going to be after year 4,000. So it doesn't work out that the Matan Torah happened in year 2,000 because it was 448 years too late. So what happened in year? That's not could be the years that the Torah started. So what's the other suggestion? Ella. Maybe not when Tzibur Torah started, but when Yachid Torah started. When's that? Ella mei ve'es hanefes asher asu b'charan. When Avram Avinu started spreading Torah. When was that? V'gemiri da Avraham ba'hi shaita bar chamshin v'tarti havi. Avram, when he started spreading Torah, was 52 years old. Avram was born in year 1948. 1948 of the Hebrew calendar, and he was 52 years old by the Esan Ephes Jerusha B'charan. So that's the suggestion. Why it works out? Why? Kama Butzrin, how much we're missing, right? How much past year 2000 was the Torah given? And then we're going to be able to work it out with Avraham. Why? Midatani Tana Arba Me'ava Arboim Etzminya Shinin Havin. It was 448. 448 years. It was too late, right? Because 2448 it was given. So Kemian is Beve Meva Hanefesh Yerasu Bukhar. And Amman Torah, if you do the math from when Abraham was 52 years old and he was spreading Torah until Matan Torah, which that math we could figure out, because we could figure out all the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, Arba Mea Varbon Utban Yishin Havyin. It works out exactly to 448. Good. So what happened exactly when Abraham was 52 years old? That's when he started, according to the Gemara, it sounds like that's when he started spreading Torah. If you look in the Rishonim, they all talk about when Abraham recognized God. How old was he? How old was there? Other Gemaras related to this. I'll just quote you the Rishonim, the Rambam Ravid. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah. At the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the first parak, the Rambam has the whole history of Avodah Zarah. Very unusual, the Rambam, to give history. At least two places in Mishneh Torah, which obviously is a halachic, lumdish work, he gives history. In the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he talks about the history of Chanukah, he feels that is halachic, and at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So he goes through the whole beautiful background of how Avodah Zarah started and how the Jewish people started. Once Avram Avinu started thinking about the world, he says, Kibash Enigmal Eitan Zeh, once Avram Avinu reached the age of being weaned, Hischol Shol Sholi Bedaito, Vukatan, Ulachashi Bimavalali, he was young, he was trying to figure out night and day, there's a sun, there's a moon, who's in charge, Velohayalo, Lo Malamed, Velomodiyadavar, he didn't have a Rebbe, Elamushka Bur Kastim, Bain Ov the Avodah Zarah Hatipshim. He was amongst the other Avodah Zarah. V'aviv v'imo v'chal ha'am ovdim Avodah Zarah. And here's the great line of the Rambam. V'hu haya oved imahem. Avraham Avinu was an oved Avodah Zarah. He himself. V'libo mishotet umevin achahisi derech ha'emes. But he wasn't satisfied. He was a searcher. He was a mavakesh until he realized v'havin kav atzedek midaito anachona. V'yada she'ishem eloka echad v'hu manhig ha'galgal v'hu bara kol v'ein b'chol ha'nimsa eloka chutz mimenu. He realized there's only one God, Creator, Manhig, and the one who's in charge. V'yada shakala am toim, he realized, it's unbelievable, the entire world was wrong. He realized the entire world was wrong. And he was able to do that. He had the inner fortitude. And then he adds, uben arba'im shana hika avram izbaro. Ramam Shita, he was 40. He was 40. Kiva shahikir, and when he threw his makir, the yada hischa lahashiv shuvas albanei or kastin, then he started setting up classes. He started giving monotheistic classes. He didn't have Torah yet, but he started giving classes that you have to believe in God, and he started breaking the idols, etc. So how does the Rambam work with our Gemara? So maybe you could say, 40 recognized God, and by the time he really started picking up steam with his classes, you know, it took him 12 years. Right? So one could suggest that. Ravid, Amar Avram, Yesh Agada, Ben Shaloshanim. As some of you might have heard. He was 3 years old. Shademar Ekev, Eshashama Avraham Bekoli, Minyan Ekev. Minyan Ekev. If you add it up in the, in a certain level of gematria. Right? So that's the Ravid. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, other, the Gemara Masechet Nedarim says, maybe he was 48. Maybe he had a different Girsa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, no. Maybe he started to think about it when he was, all these are right, all these numbers. He started to think about God when he was 3, and he only figured it out when he was 40, and 40 is the Girsa that he has, and not 48. Either way, you gotta work out our Gemara as well, which has 52. But again, that is, unless you say it's a Machlokas. That's really a machlokas of Metzias. If he's real machlokas, he'd rather say, like the Kesef Mishnah says, it was a process of figuring out God until he reached the level. But either way, Argamara says 52. Just to call you one Meshech Chachma, and then we'll continue with the rest of the math. Beautiful Meshech Chachma, I don't think I've ever mentioned it, in Vayishlach. It's a great one for the Parsha Shir, which we have to remember for a couple of months from now. The Meshech Chachma in Parsha Vayishlach discusses why the Pasuk says, Vayichad Esprei Ha'ir, Yaakov Avinu came back to Shechem. He buys a portion of Eretz Yisrael right when he gets back, and he encamps around the city. Chazal say, Vayichad, he set up Tchumen. Asks the Meshech Chachma, why Dafka did Yaakov Avinu pick this mitzvah? Why didn't Avram set up Tchumen? Why did Yaakov Avinu set up Tchumen? So says the Meshech Chachma here in two columns that Yaakov and Avram had different life works and different mahus. They each had a different mahus about them, a different nature of what they were trying to do. Avram Avinu, he was the one who realized that you can't live without a God. You can't live without Torah. He was the first one who realized there's something more. And he realized he's the only one in the world that feels this way. And therefore, it's his job to go out and spread it. It's his job to set up an eshel, vayishta eshel, and spread the word of God. And after he gives them food, make a bracha. That was his job. Ki Ami says, ve'en shein eshchara ela ba'alfei rivos Yisrael. Avram chipes lahafit shitaso v'deosav be'elokus l'chol ba'ayolam b'asher chashak yu yechidi. He saw he was the only one. Then he sees that he has a Yishmael. And then he says he realizes some people have to be left out, but he still has to spread it and spread it. They said, that's why he went to Mitzrayim. Interesting. Why did he go to Mitzrayim and not any other place that might have had food? He went to Mitzrayim because that was makom ha-chachma v'achar tumim. Lefapel u'lekarvam l'shitosav ba'achdus v'torah. He went there because that's where all the brains were. And he wanted to bring them closer to God. That was all of Avram. Yaakov, what does Yaakov see? He sees Mitaso Shlema. He sees the Shifte Ka. He sees that his children itself could be a Merkava L'Shechina. He doesn't have to go out anymore. Ukamosh Yiftichu, V'ra'ash Hashem Nitzav Alav. What does he see by the ladder? Hashem is standing on him. He sees the Shechina is ready on him. He doesn't have to go out and spread it. So, Ro Lehifach, he sees the opposite. Ki banav yu nifradim me'amim acherim. He sees that his children have to be separate. His children cannot be influenced. So what does he do? He goes to Mitzrayim, he sets up Goshen. It has to be separate. Mugbalim b'tchum. And even Laban. Right? Even some Jews. He throws them out. Right? Because he realized. What does he tell Rachel? He gets upset that Rachel took Laban's Avodah Zarah. Forget him. Don't worry about him. Our job is on Avraham's. We have a different job. Right? V'chin l'doros. And that's what the Melitza of Chazal is. Avraham Avinu, what does the Gemara say in Yom HaChavbeis? He did all the mitzvahs. Even what? Erev Tavshilin. Yaakov did Erev Tchumen. Why? What's Erev Tavshilin about? Erev Tavshilin is about what's the basis of Erev Tavshilin? Why are we allowed to make it next week, 2 weeks? Everybody in the world is going to be saying Erev Tavshilin, even in Eretz Yisrael. Unbelievable. Wednesday, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Erev Tavshilin is all about maybe guests are going to come and I'm going to need food. What do you mean guests? It's all about the people coming, spreading. That's what Dafka Erev Tavshilin is picked. Yaakov Avinu, what mitzvah is picked? Tchum. I'm making a tchum. Ad kan v'sulo. I'm not going out. I'm staying where I am. That's why Yaakov Avinu Dafka has tchumen. He said a tchumen. Avraham Avinu, no, his job was to go out and to spread it. That's why Avraham Avinu versus Yaakov. That's the Meshech Chachma in Perek Lamed Gimel in Vayishlach. Good. One more point here, that's just Tosfos. Tosfos says here, important Tosfos. Tosfos says, we know by Avram Avinu he must have been 52, but doesn't say Avram was 75 when he left Haran. So what do you mean, the Esan Eves Yerasu B'Haran? If he was 75 when he left Haran, and he was 52 when he was already spreading the word, so how do you do the math there? So it says Tosfos, it must be that he left Haran twice. The Ramban talks all about this at the end of Noach. He must have left Haran twice. He left Haran once, and then he went back to Haran, and then, because you have to say Lech Lecha was the first time, this is what the Marsha adds into Tosfos. You have to say Lech Lecha was the first time that God spoke to Avram. You have to say that, because the Torah would have mentioned it. So he must have left Haran, he had the first part of his Torah, he went back, and then he started spreading the word, and then he came with all the people, that fizzled out a little bit later, came back to Eretz Yisrael another time. So that's what Tosfos says, the two Yitzios of Avram Avinu. Maybe we'll get back to Lech Lecha being the first time. The Marsha says that right here, Lech Lecha be the first time that Avram spoke to Hashem. We'll get back to that at the end, if there is time. Probably not. Says the Gemara, Vayter, more math. Amar of Papa, second to last line, Itoi Tana v'lo yada prate kamahave. If a Tana does not know, now we're going a little bit different. If you don't know how many years it is from year 4000, from Yemos HaMashiach, from when the Most of Mashiach started, L'shayla L'safar Kamiksiv. Ask the Sofer what he writes. V'nitfi Alayu are bought in V'timnei and add 48. Why, what's 48? So again, Rashi does the math, but I'll say it. The Sofer, as we said, writes 380 before the Chorban. The Chorban happened 172 years later. I'm sorry, the Chorban happened 380 before the Chorban is when the Sofer write from. After that, Yemos HaMashiach started. Year 4000 was 172 years after the Chorban. 172 after the Chorban was year 4000. So if you add 380 and 172, right, then you'll get the years that the Sofer write. Because 380, they start calculating 380 before the Chorban, plus 172 after the Chorban, it gets you to year 4000. So if you want to know how many years since year 4000, you stand, we stand now, you add 380 to 172, which equals 552. So if you, as Sofer says, it's year 553, you know it's year 4001. Alright, so that's the math. So if you want to know what year you're in, so 552, so you either have to take away 552 because you go backwards or add 48. As long as, again, you know the century. That's what the Gemara here says. That's why you add 48. You had 48 in that case. Umeshkal Chumrin, you'll get your answer. V'simaneich, and that's how do you remember this? Arbonim Mishmona Ir, the 48 are Leviim. 48 are Leviim, you remember, that's why you have to add 48. V'in the opposite, V'toi Safra V'neshayla Latana, Kama Ptani, and if you ask a Sofer, and you ask a Sofer what is
heat the sulfur does not or no, and he asks the Tana, the nifsar minara b'mishmonet, just take away 48 ubashka chumra, and you come to the answer. V'simarech safra b'tzira Tana tosva. The same thing. That sulfur is less, and a Tana is more. I saw one of the Achronim ask. Gemara says in the Sanhedrin we had the Chizkiyahu HaMelech could have been Mashiach if he would have sung Shira, like Gemara, and others could have been Mashiach, but that was before the year 4000. So how could he have been Mashiach? Chizkiyahu ben Mashiach. So some suggest that maybe Mashiach, the most of Mashiach means times that all of Klal Yisrael deserve it. But maybe Chizkiyahu was on such a level that even if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have deserved it, he was such a personality, such a demut that even just him he could have run it. Okay, Amar Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua. Next, Haiman de lo yada kamishne b'shavua hu omed. Let's say somebody does not know what year of Shemitah they're in. What year of Shemitah they're in? So how do you figure that out? So says the Gemara, Nitvi. Right, you know what? Do you know? We know that. He knows what year of the post Churban he's standing. That's the Messias here. He just doesn't know what year of the Shemitah it is. So how do you figure it out? Nitvi chad shasa. So this is what you do. You add on 1 year. Why do you add on 1 year? Because Rashi explains here, based on a Gemara in Tainus, the Churban happened Motzai Shvius. The Churban happened in the year after Shemitah. A. B. This whole Gemara is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that the year of Yovel is not a separate year. Year 50 is really also year 1. That is the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda, to Machlokas Tanam, Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan. This Gemara is assuming that, A, that the year of the Churban happens the year after Shemitah, and number 2, we're going like Rebbe Yehuda Shita, you don't, and on the year 50 is really year 1 as well. And number 3, Rashi adds, a third point, the year of the Churban, that we say the Churban was destroyed in the year after the Churban, it obviously happened on Tisha B'Av. So what do you do from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah? It's a little less than 2 months. That's not counted as the first year of the Churban. That year is considered, because most of the year the Churban, the base of this was up, so that year is called Churban year. The following year is the year that we start calculating the years after the Churban. So how do you figure it out? If you know what year you're in after the Churban, but you don't know if it's a Shemitah year or not. So what do? So you're basically going to have to add 1 year, Nitvi Chad Shasa, so you add a year, so now you know it's going to be exactly divisible by 7. Once you added a year, you divide by 7, and whatever the remainder is going to be the year of Shemitah, because it was the year after Shemitah. So if you add a year, so then you get to a whole number, then you have to divide everything by 7. So what you can do is divide it by 7, but the Gemara knows sometimes that's too difficult. It says 500. 500 by 7 is a little too difficult. So what you're going to do, 523 is going to be too difficult. So you separate the 500 and the 23, and you divide each of those by 7. Basically, that's what we're going to do. So, v'nachshav klali b'yovle, you figure out the klalim. The klalim, that means the centuries in yovels. What does that mean in Yovel? That means how many sets of years of 49? How many years of 49 in every 100? 2, with a remainder of 2. And just how many Yovels in 500? Right, it's 10, with a remainder of 2 for each 100. Uprati b'shvui, and the pratim you divide by 7. But v'nishkol mimeyatrei, from every 100 you have 2 remainder, because it works out, the 7s work out exactly for, according to Yehuda, it's 49 and 49. That's 98, but Yovels are included in that, according to Rebbe Yehuda. So you have a 2 remainder. V'nishde aprati, and those 2 you throw into the other numbers, let's say 23, 523, you add those 2 to the smaller numbers. V'nachshu v'nu l'prati b'shvua, and you divide by 7. V'yoda kamishde b'shavua, and you know what year of Yovel are in. Again, an easier way to say it for us, how we do math, is you take the number of years since the Churban, and you add 1, and you divide by 7. That's what you do. But the Gemara just says it the other way. You divide the centuries and the lesser numbers, the ones and the tens, and you divide the centuries by Yovels, and you add 2 to the other number, and then you divide that by 7. V'simanech, kizesh nasayim harav bekerav ha'aretz. How do you know that you're supposed to add 2? Meaning, how do you know that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda here? Rashi says, you need 2. According to Rabbani, you wouldn't have to add anything. That is shnatayim harav bekerav ha'aretz, because it's been 2 years. So the big shaila is, halacha l'maisa is, does this work out today? Does this work out today? The answer is no. It doesn't work out today. We're about 2 years off. So how do you work that out? So there are different pshatim exactly are. So you say, oh, so one answer is that Chazal were wrong with the history, and it's really a year off. The way not to say that is that, you know, 1 year off, you know, you could say there was a mistake with, do you count that last 2 months of the year? Do you not count those 2 months? As they just said, we don't count those 2 months. But if you count those 2 months, it already helps. But some of the Achronim also, I saw the Biurei Daf, it quotes of Achronim that suggests that maybe also the first year of the Bria is something that also could take us off by 1 year. Because Adam Arishon was created Chafayel, pretty soon. Right? And my separation started Rosh Hashanah. Or, and do you count that first, do you count that first few days of Elul as, do you count that first day? Kafei Elul was by, I'm sorry, Bria Sa'olam, and other was created on Rosh Hashanah, so what do you start from? Bria Sa'olam, so that might also affect, and what, Tishrei Nivra Olam, Benisa Nivra Olam, right? So all of these, a couple of years off is, that's the reason for the, discrepancy. Halacha l'maaseh, though, we go by the Rishonim. The Rambam says, you go by, the Rambam quotes, what year was the Shemitah year? The Rambam Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. He quotes, V'alzeh, Shnas Shemitah Yidua Hiyim Refem Semes Eitzel Gaonim. Everybody knows what Shemitah is nowadays. V'kul Nomanu Elo Shnei Churban Mashlichun Asan Sheva Sheva Ulfi Cheshban Azeh Ti Shnas Zu. What the Rambam is writing, Shnas Zu Shehi Shnas Sheva Umeya V'Elof L'Churban Matzoi Shvit L'Churban Matzoi Shvias. The Rambam says this specific year when the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah. So if you figure that out, it works out to ours, but it's not exactly the Gemara's. So that's you gotta add it on. Nobody nowadays is suggesting that you go by what it says in the Gemara Pshuto and not what the Mesorah is. I'm Rabbi Chanina. A little more. If it's after 400 years after the Churban, meaning when you're already in the years of Yemosa Mashiach, im yomer lecha adam kach sada shove elav dinar and bedinar echad. Even if somebody gives you an amazing deal, buy this field worth 1,000 dinar for 1 dinar. Lo tikach, don't buy it. Why? Because Rashi says about the 10th white line, shehi ketz hageula v'tikabetz lahara kodesh lanachlas avasecha. Right, Rashi's talking about sounds like buying something in chutz la'aretz. Right, if somebody wants to give you an amazing deal, don't do it because Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's coming. Don't put your investment somewhere else because you're gonna lose it. Right, the Ritva quotes Rashi. Ritva quotes Rashi and says, "Lufi pirusho yeish lana lomar." So, what happened after 400 years after the Churban? Sounds like it's ketz ha-geula. So, it must be that we weren't zochet to it. The Ritva says it must be that that's one of the kitzim of geulos, but it's not the ultimate one. But it's one of the kitzim of geulos. But Masdisa Tana, the Brisa says similarly, "Achar arbas alafim umasayim v'sholofim v'achas shana b'riyas ha'olam." If it's year 42, 31 from Briyas Olam, im yom alecha adam kal chasoda shava elav dinar medinar echad al tigah, don't buy it because again the geula is going to come. Might be Nayu, you give another slashed in. It's a difference of 3 years, these two calculations. 400 years after the Churban, or 40 years after the Churban, or, what was the number I said? 42, 31, it works out to be a difference of 3 years. The Mastisa Tafya Tlashani. The Brisa has 400 to 3 years after the Churban, if you do the math, and not just 400 years after the Churban, but again, that the Geula is going to come. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with something that we know, but it's interesting that the Rav Sternbach has a piece where he talks about why that is. We know part of our emuna is to believe that Mashiach is coming. And when it's one of the animamins, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says both in Hilchos Malachim and in Hilchos Tshuva and elsewhere, if somebody does not believe that Mashiach is going to come, he's a kofer. It's a heretic. So ask Rav Sternbach, to believe that Mashiach is going to come, that's wonderful. But what's the source that if you don't believe that, you're a heretic? If you don't believe in God, you're a heretic. If you don't believe in Schar V'Onesh, that's part of belief in God being in control, you're a heretic. But not believing in Mashiach makes you a kofir? What's the source? Where's the pasuk? So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Piece in Rav Sternbach in Moedim Uzmanim. We'll mention a smack that we mentioned in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago. And B'ez Hashem, then we will continue. Baruch Hashem, we're back. Avodah Zarah, B'zachas Avodah Zarah. When, again, I mentioned the end of Shavuos, it's one of the more underrated Masechtas. It has amazing Agadah as we've had. It has, again, it gets into Avodah Zarah, hence the name of it. It has a lot of that in the middle. But at the end of the Masechta, it has a lot of Halacha L'maaseh, because it's all about the Dinim D'Rabbanan that were made to separate us from the Umos HaOlam. Again, that is all Hashem in Avodah Zarah. Before we get back to actual Avodah Zarah, a lot of Shas Sugyos came up, Lifnei Iver already happened, others. Anyway, we'll stop here.